Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Oh, give it to me, the planet. Give me some hope. Yeah.
Welcome to Living Astrology with host Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and human design consultant, and her co-host Jason Levanis, intuitive tarot card reader and teacher, as well as feng shui consultant. At Living Astrology Radio, we are committed to empowering people to reach for the stars. Now enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining me today on Living Astrology Radio. I'm sitting here on the West Coast, which is like on fire, or at least very warm, and talking with my co-host, Jason Levanis, who's sitting on the East Coast. Hopefully, you're not on fire, or maybe
no,
you are.
No, it's actually quite lovely, lovely, lovely here today.
What's lovely? What do you consider lovely?
Like
just out of curiosity.
85, not high humidity, like 80. There's a breeze in the air right now. It's sort of sunsetty, and so all the light is specular. It's a beautiful time of year here in this part of New Jersey. Actually, this stratus actually is on the same line of longitude as Japan. So we are the only place in the world that has as varied a sort of flora and fauna. And it's only matched by Japan.
Well, that's just crazy fun to know. The things that you didn't know you wanted to know about New Jersey. I mean, of course, we're all fun stuff about your governor because,
you know
he seems to be a bit of a strange man.
I always look forward to your write-ups because being a wordsmith, I'm always titillated, as it were, by your use of word. I'm just sitting here looking at the blurb, and the one word that just pops out, it's such a great word, is encrusted. It's such an awesome pour their energies into the parts of our lives that have become, as she puts in quotes, encrusted, and things need to change.
Exactly. And you know what? That's exactly what we're here to talk about today, because it's eclipse season. It's the first time in a long time that eclipses have really occurred in August, and that's because, it's changing through signs, and so, obviously, if we're going to have Leo Aquarius eclipses, then that has to be in late July and August, and also in late February and early March. So this year has been different in that, we've had them earlier. So usually our month of August, which is sort of like dog days of summer where not much is really going on, is really, shall we say, heating up for what's happening here in the world. And just for the show, of course, I was looking at the news headlines. I should never look at the news headlines because it only pisses me off or at least drags me into this, piece of lack of peace of mind. But I was doing it for a purpose, and that is so that I can take a look and see what possible things are shaping up in my outer world or in the outer world that might point us in a direction of what's happening. And it looks like my little friend Trump is in the hot seat. Typically, he's the one giving other people trouble, but it seems like he might be the one whose seat is about to become fired, or where he's become encrusted, he's about to be moved on in some way, shape, or form. Not that that makes me excited or titillated, but it does tell me there is movement in the outer world. And so here we come into this time of the eclipses where, eclipses are always important. They are always important. The lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse, both important. But what makes this month's eclipse so powerful is that it is the total solar eclipse, and it cuts the whole country of the United States. I know I have listeners that are in other countries, but specifically what's happening in the outer world for us right now seems to be really affecting the U.S. And it's in a really interesting place. I know that you guys have you're used to hearing me talk about signs, but right now I just kind of want to talk a little bit about constellations. The constellation that both of these eclipses are going to be messing around in is Leo. And Leo is a sign of, well, it's a sign of a lot of individualized energy. In its opposing sign, Aquarius, we see the interactions with groups or associations of people. But when we're talking Leo, we're talking about the personal. And Leo stars hold the one star that can really create havoc for our needs in the world, and that's the star Regulus. And this particular eclipse, which is happening at a new moon on August 21st, is right star Regulus. So we look to the leaders of the countries that are involved in the eclipse for maybe some indications of what's happening. That's the reason why, Jason, when you were in the background talking to a caller, I was talking about the fact that before the show, I was looking at the news headlines. And I did that because I wanted to see what the outer world was showing me and the possibilities for, you know, we could say, is going to be like the thing, the bombshell, the big change transformation in that outer world. So here's the headline that grabbed my attention. Two headlines grabbed my attention right off. One is Special Counsel Mueller empanels Washington grand jury in Russia probe. Whoa, that's huge, because a grand jury doesn't usually get seated unless there is real evidence of a crime, at least in this case. I mean, other times there's one that's looking for evidence of a crime, but this one is most likely because there's something that's going to come out that A, we haven't heard about yet, or B, we've heard about, but it's been deeper probably than what we've heard. The second headline, transcripts show fraught relationships with world leaders. So that's another, I read that article before coming on because I wasn't quite sure what that's about, but that is actually transcripts of conversations with both the Prime Minister of Australia and the President of Mexico that are totally less than flattering to the President of the United States and to the United States in general. So the outer world is looking like it's going to heat up a bit. And I just can't see where that's going to go. People have been feeling this energy that something is going to happen. It's like there's a, I don't know how to term it. I last night was having trouble sleeping because I could tapping into this feeling of something big about to happen. Although I couldn't tell you what direction it was coming, whether it was personal, whether it was on the planet in general, or whether it was in the U.S. So I thought, Jason, maybe you would pull a card for us for what the eclipse may embody as far as the energy in the tarot. Could you do that?
Well, I can do that. Let me get my cardy poos out. I was slightly unprepared.
While you're doing that, when I use the word encrusted, now that I'm saying it out loud, it just sounds funny, but it's truly what I mean, because so many times in our lives we get stuck, like we get dug in, and sometimes it's like, you know, that old freezer that, you know, your popsicles or your frozen vegetables are frozen in there because you haven't touched them in a long time, that you got to dig around the ice to get them out. Kind of the feeling we get. It's kind of the feeling we get with eclipses, that you're going to have to chip away at some things in order to free or to gain some freedom of movement. Don't choke on your spit, Jason. We need you.
Oh my God. Like my hands are up like a little kid. So let me recap for our audience, because not everybody has your goddamn brain of genius. I lost you a little bit. This particular eclipse is in Leo in the house of what?
Well, that would depend on the chart, right? The chart that you have.
Okay.
When I pulled a chart for
the
solar eclipse.
Same stupid question. Every single time we have eclipses, I seem to be somehow thinking that it is omnidirectional, the house. In other words, it doesn't make a difference. And what you're saying to me is it's absolutely relevant to where the this eclipse is happening in someone's chart.
Absolutely. Now, I actually pull a chart for the solar eclipse, and I place that in Seattle, Washington, because I happen to live on the west coast of the U.S. A lot of astrologers will pull it for the capital of the country, so I could have pulled it for Washington, D.C., but I'm a little more egocentric than that. I want to know what it means for me here on the west coast. And in this particular chart, then, the house the eclipse is affecting is the house of vision and of the grander scheme of the bigger dream, the more the ability that we have to engage on a larger stage. And there's just something very, well, first of all, it's the house that is ruled by Aquarius in the natural zodiac. And so it has some coherence to it as far as the relationship between the axis that it's falling in and the actual axis it rules. When I think about the West Coast, and not this is not a slam on the East Coast at all, but the West Coast, especially Washington, Oregon, California, tends to be very forward-thinking in how we deal with the environment, how we deal with the thought of food production. That's not to say that we don't have issues in this in these states, but we tend to go out to the cutting edge. If you think West Coast, you're thinking Microsoft, Amazon, Google's. And all of these, you know, companies, the Silicon Valley, where a lot of the technology giants are. And so the West Coast is often at this leading edge, this cutting edge of what could be. And I love that an eclipse of this magnitude is occurring across that 11th house, because it means that there's a real high side potential for what might come out of this eclipse as it relates possibly to technology or of some visionary sort of movement that takes us beyond this place where we are stuck in terms of our human evolution. Are you with me there? Did I lose
you? Wow, I'm sitting here and I'm wishing, excuse me, my voice is a little tattered. That last sort of guffaw did me in. So I'm going to talk up in here. No. Very, very funny. So I pull a card while you're talking, and I really wish this was visual, so I will just describe to everybody out there the card that got pulled, and I'm smiling. Okay, for all of you out there, I use the Cosmic Tribe Tarot, a very specific deck with specific imagery, and when you look at the Seven of Wands, the keynote name for this card is Courage.
Ah.
And in it, on the lower half, Janet, is the torso of a man from the belly button to the shoulder. Once you reach the shoulder, though, it is the head of a lion.
So, Leo.
It's the head of a lion, and he's holding a circle around his head of flames that are intermittent. So it's like a flame, a space. And that's going all the way around his head. He has a corona on top of his head, and he has seven wands coming out of the back of his head on fire. I'm going to read you word for word, not the Jason translation, but the word for word that comes with the actual first-level divinatory meaning. Should the seven of wands burn your reading, take courage. All around you, the world is bursting with opportunities for passionate involvement. What gets your heart racing? What do you believe in passionately? What will get you to risk your safety and comfort for a chance to make history? I'll repeat that. What will get you to risk your safety and comfort for a chance to make history? Get out of the house and find out. Expose yourself to the world. Put your ideas out at every opportunity to see how people respond to them. When they love them, soak in the adulation. When they hate them, stand tall, knowing that you have elicited a response in them that might get their fires burning. Either way, you can broaden people's horizons. Your passions are clues of where you could be going and what you could be doing. Listen to them. Nurture them. Stand up for them and when the time comes, do so. So this Love is a real
it.
Courageous, this is a real courageous thing, and it definitely speaks to that macrocosmic understanding of we're standing on the precipice of, you know, this is like
something big.
I don't want to sound conspiratorial, and I don't want to sound like I'm monstrifying, but I think we're living, I have to say, in my 49 years of suffering through the insanity and the absurdity of what was considered a superpower, I find that this particular time in history is among the most, I don't want to be bashing, surrealistic. Like, if you've ever seen Salvador Dali's paintings, like, dogs are floating, clocks are melting, breasts are being held up by, you know, crutches. It's just that sort of, like, is this for fucking real? Am I actually... Did he really win the president? he won. So then I have this loudmouth, Janet Hickox, telling me, oh, he's bringing about change. Oh, he's doing exactly what he has to be doing. And all I keep thinking in the back of my head is, holy shit, on the world stage, we are a reality show joke.
That's awesome. Well, let's, rather than getting into, you know, we into this territory, right? We don't need to go into that territory. But there's some key words that I heard you say in that description of the card that really tricked my fancy here. One, of course, was courage, because Leo represents courage, bravery, and the audacity, if you will, to take your desires and to move forward with them. The second word that I really heard was passion.
Yep.
The readings that I do for people today are all going to be focused in what is your passion and how to get it out there. Because we, on top of this eclipse, have a spectacular fire trine, which if you could just imagine a triangle, 120 degree angle, so that makes it an equilateral triangle, that is carrying the energy of passion and courage and heart-centeredness of creating from a space of desire as opposed to creating from fear or from scarcity, then you get the imagery here of the potential high side of all of this. When we get to the low side of all of this, often fire is about burning away the dross or burning away what no longer is working. So, for example, we forest fires out here in the West Coast. I don't know if you get them over in the East Coast, but there are several trees to reproduce unless fire heats up the cones enough to have them release their seeds. So fire really does have a transformational and a rebirthing effect. So we have a lot of that energy available to us right now. Now, fire hurts, fire burns, fire kills, but it does do its job ultimately, and one of the ways that we can work with this energy rather than against it is to go with this flow of change, to go with the flow of creativity, do the things that we have been wanting to do, but we've been holding ourselves back from. So that's another really interesting thing. And this eclipse is not until August 21st. There's another eclipse coming before that, and that's the lunar eclipse. That's coming this Monday with the full moon. So we have, as you know, the full moon, you know, we always think of the full moon as the one that, you know, brings things to a close or a completion or a revelation of sorts, right? So this full moon is on the Leo Aquarius cusp as well. It's 15 degrees as opposed to the other one at 28 degrees, 29 degrees. And in this full moon, I believe we start to get a taste, a foretaste, a foreshock, perhaps even, of what it is that's coming.
Not a foreskin.
Solar eclipse. Not a foreskin, a foretaste, a foreshock. a little, you know, tidbit, perhaps, a morsel of an inkling of the potential for what's eclipse season might bring. And that means we got to start watching what's going on today. I started looking at the news, which I don't like to do, but I certainly needed to be able to see where are we headed and what things might be the explosions out there that we need to be aware of. And here's something on a completely different realm. This is from an astronomical point of view. Two weeks ago, there was a gigantic CME, and I'm trying to think of what's that, coronal mass ejection on the far side of the sun. The far side of the sun is facing away from the Earth, meaning. And it was so massive of a CME that if it had been Earth-facing, it would have probably taken our communications ability, our electrical grids, and we probably would have been weeks, even months before we could get them repaired. And that solar spot or that sun spot is now turning its way to face Earth, face forward. And now that means that the potential energy held in that sunspot could also fire, eject at Earth, and still be the cause of some problems here on the planet. I'm certainly not predicting that, but it's certainly possible. And I know all of the solar scientists are on guard watching for this because that is such an highly energetic spot. And if you look at us above, so below, whoa, what does that tell us, Jason, that maybe we are going to be the subjects of some of those kinds of explosions, both in our collective and in our inner dynamics. So watch for things to start manifesting here in the next couple of days, and watch through the full moon lunar eclipse and see what's shaping up in your life. And that might be able to give you a better clue as to what direction to move in as you get to the solar eclipse. Make sense?
Absolutely.
So I know I have a caller queue that is lighting up here. So I'd like to start doing some readings. And the very first one today is with Zara. Could you bring her in for me? Hello,
alrighty,
Zara.
Well. Hiya, Zara. You're live on the air with Janet.
Thank you so much. Hey, Janet.
How are you doing, my dear?
I'm doing well, thank you. So you have my chart there. Yeah, I was wondering, just a general question, first of all, like just where the eclipse, which houses the eclipse fall in. And specifically, I'd love to know something, if there's any action in my house of love and romance.
Ah, well, okay. So the eclipse appears to be occurring across the 10th house and the 4th house for you. And the 10th house is the house career and profession.
Yes.
It's
career,
the house of right, where we would see you standing in your own authority and your authentic self, worldly self. And the 4th house, of course, home and family, and the foundation from which you are able to interact with the world. So interesting, because you also have Mercury at 26 degrees Leo, and that's right where this eclipse is happening. So it's a possibility that some message will be telescoped to you, some information that you need. You might hear something about, you know, if you are you looking for a new job, or have you been in talks with changing focus in your career? What's really going on there in your life right now?
Yeah, you're breaking out a little bit, so you asked about. Yes, I am actually going back into the work field after a long break. So that's a definite change. And,
okay.
Relationship. I'm just looking for, there's a bit of a complication in preventing me and my partner from being together. And I was just hoping somehow that would be pushed forward with this energy. I don't know.
Yeah, especially if it's been something that has stopped you from doing what you want to do in your life. So let's break this down a bit. So remembering, of course, that eclipses are game changers. So if the career area of your life, which is the houses that this is happening, has been kind of stalled, then we would be expecting some kind of action. Either if you've put out, you know, applications, jobs
right.
or, you know, talk yeah. to people networked, then it's quite possible that what you're going to see is a movement in the ability to get a job. But here's what I really want to make sure happens for you. And that mm-hmm. is that don't settle for a J-O-B just because it suits the bill. Like, for example, mm-hmm. you know how we can get into fear sometimes around, oh, my gosh, if I don't take this job, I'm not going to have another one. And yet possibility is that something better is just waiting there for us to embrace. So I want to make sure
right.
that whatever you do, that it's something that's really in alignment with you, that you're really passionate about, or at the very least, that's something that you desire. Okay, so that you're clear that I'm not doing this because of need or because
right.
of fear. I'm doing
right.
it because I want this. Okay?
That is what is driving me. Yeah, thank you. That is exactly what's driving me. I just want to really feel good about what I'm doing. Yeah.
Great. Great. And in your particular chart, Zara, you have the Sun and Uranus and Pluto in a conjunction. I don't know what you were thinking when you came to the planet born on that day.
Okay.
those three together are highly energetic and life-shaking even at times. And they're sitting in your house of vision of groups or of the bigger picture. So I also want to caution you a bit that whatever you do is in alignment with the bigger dream. Like, it seems to me that you have a bigger dream in the background here or a bigger hope or aspiration or goal. And so decisions that you make, hopefully, are in alignment with getting aligned or keeping aligned with that goal or that dream. Let's call it a dream or a vision, like vision better. Does that make
my
sense?
My dream is to help others. I'm a nine life path, and I know that's my calling. Yeah.
Humanitarian.
That's my dream, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And does that include children, chance?
I personally, yes, I have children, but
I mean helping children,
professional
humanitarian efforts.
I'm actually open at the moment. I've done some work with the elderly and the adult population, so I'm not sure
mm-hmm.
if kids will ever come on, you know, onto the surface. I'm open at this point. Like I said, I've sent out some flyers, so we'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's answer your question about the love scene.
Yes.
It does appear that for the moment there seems to be, I'm not going to sugarcoat this, it seems like there's a wound around love and romance. And I'm not sure if that's because there's separation going on or that your partner is far away from you in some respects. But you are, you know, right past your Chiron return, and that's Chiron is the wound that I'm speaking of here, as it moves through that fifth house of love, romance, children, etc., creative effort, joy, you know, those things that we think of as the good things in life, right? And
right.
So what stands between you and this relationship right now?
Say that again. What?
What stands between you and that relationship right now?
The woman has to grant this man a divorce, and they've discussed it. It's just a matter of her giving in.
Okay. Out of your hands, in other words.
Yes, it's currently out of my control.
All right. So I want you to keep your heart in alignment with what you desire. Right? Keep
mm-hmm.
your heart and your mind on what you desire. I think this is going to have movement, but it may not be until after the first of the year. I'm sure that's not what you want to hear. But
right.
I do mm-hmm. see it's coming, but maybe not in the same timeline that you know, would hope to see it. So good news, bad news, but, you know, it is what it is. Keep your focus on what you desire and not get into the details of what's not happened yet or, you know,
mm-hmm.
what's keeping it from happening, et cetera. Because, you know, miracles happen when you keep your focus on what you desire and not on what you see out in the world. Does that make sense for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jason, do you have a card pulled for her by chance?
Yeah. I picked two sets of cards because she had two different questions. And so I will try and do this very fast. So, Zara, if you have any questions, go ahead. But here it goes. With respect to your job, I need you to batten down the hatches because whatever it is that you do, I like what it is that you do. You are forthright, the Ace of Swords, the Eye of God. It's behind you. It's saying you've got the stuff. I have some news for you, however. Right now in the present, the 13 card, the death card came up, which, of course, has nothing to do with death other than it means the breaking of something into something new now. And in the center of this being, of this Kali-looking, like, entity, there's this dove flying out of the midsection, and that's you. And in the immediate future, with respects to work, the zero card. I couldn't ask a better card for you because it is a card that means possibilities, pregnant with possibilities. You can do anything you want to do next. And so one of the questions I often ask my clients is, if you didn't need the money, what would you do for work? And that's a very helpful, insightful question. Now, when I talk about love for you, here's how it goes. Ace of Wands in the past. I like this guy. You should be energized. But I'm not. I don't know whether you had a hard day, but I hear zero energy in your voice this evening. And I need you to know that you have everything working with you. Not one bad card got pulled. So the Ace of Wands is behind you, and that sometimes is indicative for the Big Dick card. So I love how strong he is. I really like this man. However, what do I have in the foreground? Oh, the Prince of Cups. The I'm not getting enough card. He stands there in his lotus blossom, and he's holding the one cup, and there's this little stream of pissy, pissy, piss coming from the ether. I mean, you're getting it. You're getting good stuff, but you want a faucet up above. You want the channels open. Well, I have some good news for you. Yes, she is going to give him a divorce. Unfortunately, it's not going to be happening very soon. And batten down the hatches, because the Universe card, which is the end of the major arcana, comes up for you in the completion of this, which is it's the universe, it's the sun, the moon, the earth, it's the four seasons, le quattro stagioni. It is all the things that are wonderful. It is the big Kundalini snake. This man is perfect for you. Do not lose hope. Stop being a whiny little you-know-what and hang in there and focus on the love you have, because I'm going to say, and you're not going to like me, I don't care, but it's going to take two years and a month.
So,
sorry about that, Ducky, but what you can know is that this man is excellent for you and he loves you as much as you love him. And that's the cards say. So that's all I have for you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And
2 years.
Unless you have another question, Zara.
No, I don't. I just want to clarify. You're saying 2 years it'll take before we'll be able to be together? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sorry about that. She's going to let it go, but she's going to be an asshole about it. So, you are just going to focus on the love between you. You're going to send this woman good energy. And you're just not going to worry about this thing called time. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you both very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Zara. Thanks so much for calling in today.
Janet, would you like
your
next caller?
Yes. Why don't you bring in Zukita for me? Kasildra. Sorry.
Kasildra.
Wrong order.
Yes. No problem.
Hello.
Hi, Kasildra. Welcome back to the show. You're on the radio show live with Janet.
Hi, Janet. Hi, Jason. How are you all
doing? Hi, Mama.
We're doing good. What's up
with
you, girl? It's been several weeks, if not months, since we've heard from you. What's up? Kasildra?
Just taking it easy, really. I said just slightly.
So what can
we
do for
you today?
What's your question?
I need you to speak directly into the phone. And clearly, because I don't want to lose you. Do you have a question for Janet today?
I was just looking at what changes to expect, really, with the eclipse coming up.
Okay. So looking, this is interesting because you actually to have the eclipses happening in your first house. So there's the potential here for a whole new you. In fact, the actual lunar eclipse on Monday is happening on top of your natal Saturn, just across the end and into the first house. So something in the way that you state your authority or something in the way that you assert yourself in the world is changing, whether there's a new confidence perhaps, or maybe there's the need for a confidence booster, or you know how sometimes we go through our lives and we're just sort of mamby-pamby playing at who we really want to be out in the world, where this looks like you're actually going to have to go out there and claim it. You're actually going to have to become that authority, embodying the authority in whatever that you're doing in your life. Now, the second eclipse happens also in that first house. So changes in the Y-O-U. The first house in a chart is called the house of I am. So it's about who are you claiming to be. When you say I am blank, what are you saying? Are you saying I am the boss? Or are you saying I am depressed? Are you saying I know my shit? Or are you saying I don't know what I'm doing? Because that becomes an important point here for you over the next couple of, I'm going to say over the course of, for this whole year, you could almost look at this as an energy that's going to be coming up to you. Who are you claiming to be? And who do you really want to claim to be? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So really all this is about for you is getting out there and being you, being authentic.
Who I am.
Now I'm going to give you a little glimpse into your future if I can cheat a little bit here and go ahead in time. When we get into April of 2018, so less than a year from now, the lovely planet Uranus, who's made great waves of change here in the last 7 years that he's been in Aries, moves into Taurus, and that puts it on top of your midheaven. The midheaven is a Saturn's realm, so there's like an affinity here for Saturn in your first house and what could be happening in your career house, the 10th house. So claiming your authority now, more and more every day, claiming who you are, who you really want to say I am, is going to help you, because when you get into the spring, big changes are going to be coming about, some revolutionary things, even rebellious sort of things, as in I'm going to toss over the old and I'm going to claim the new. And, you want to be prepared for this because you're actually getting to your midlife crisis point. And I can't see me, but I'm putting quotes around midlife crisis because it's really not always a crisis. I like to call it a midlife redirect because it redirects your energy toward that which is really what you came here to do. In human design, we say that's the time you switch to the north node or your life path trajectory. So stop playing around in the past and get on with your future. That seems to be the message that's coming from you. Make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It makes a whole lot of sense to me. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Can I ask I want to ask a question really quickly. What do you do in the world right now? Just like as far as a career or?
I'm an advocate for the mental and disabled adults. So I step in place and kind of help them every day with daily activities, street safety, training, grocery shopping, stuff like that.
And do you like doing that? Is it satisfying to you?
Well, I've been doing it for 16 years. And
enough to do that.
No, because I'm burnt out and I think it's time for a change.
I think you're absolutely right. So,
yes.
You know, Jason asked a really good question. I have this wonderful plaque that I hold up in front of me sometimes that says, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Jason asked a question, if money and all the other reasons why you're not doing what you want to do were gone, what would you be doing? And that's what you need to get clear with, okay?
Yep, I know exactly what that would be.
Get on it, girl.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I know exactly what that would be. Yes.
Perfect. All right. Well, And yes. I don't think there's any time better than now for you to claim that. And here's, you know, oh gosh, we didn't even go into the human design aspect of these eclipses, but the solar eclipse, the major one that happens on the 21st, is actually at gate 29 in human design. And it's called the gate of commitment. It's about saying yes to the right things. And so you may want to go to my website at www.living-astrology and get your free human design chart if you've not done that already, because you want to know how to make the decisions that are correct for you so that you're not just saying yes to everything, okay?
I agree.
All right. So do that. And thank you so much for calling in. It's been great to connect with you again. And
you know,
I want to hear.
While I have you here on the phone, why don't you mention the special that you're running right now, so that everybody understands that this eclipse is worthy of you running a special where they can find out exactly what is happening.
Put that on your site today. Put that up on my site today. It's a special eclipse reading that is $50, 30 to 45 minutes of looking at exactly all the details in your chart as to what's happening. And, of course, I can't help myself. I'll have to peek at your human design chart and give you an idea of where it's happening there and how that affects you. I put that right on my face page, homepage. It's a special offer, and it's good till the end of August. So if you go to the page and you want to do that, $50 is a steal, because a typical human design or eclipse reading is going to be at least $99, if not $150. And $50, wow. So, and I can get a lot across in a short time. So
trust
me,
she can.
Go to my Facebook page or go to my homepage, www.living-astrology.com. All right.
Do you have more content you want to do for beautiful, or did you want to take caller number 3?
I would like to take caller number 3.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Cassandra. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you all.
Blessings to you, too. And so
hi,
we're going to be bringing
Nikita. Janet.
Hi. How are you?
Hello there. We're good.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I am doing well. Well, I want to do better.
Ah, good to you. So
yes.
What can I help you with?
Okay,
what is your question?
So my question is, with my own human design, I'm hint of what you just said before, I want to know how is this solar eclipse is going to affect me and the changes that I am currently experiencing now. It's like I see the shifting of the energy, and I know everyone else on the planet is. And, you know, I'm just drawn to it, and, you know, I'm not in fear. I'm moving towards in the abundant place of love, whatever that should mean to me at this moment. So,
great.
Yeah, that's right.
So, interestingly enough, I can pull your human design chart, and that might take me a minute to pull up. But if you know your own human design chart, we can talk about that in just a minute. But in your astrology chart, you actually have Leo on the house that rules in the natural zodiac. So there's a coherence to what I see happening for you in this eclipse, and that is all about creativity, passion, joy, love, romance, children even. And although I'm not saying you're, you know, get pregnant or necessarily that, but there that childlike energy that greets the world with big wide eyes and excitement, right? And is full of curiosity and, you know, wonder. And that is what you need to bring back to your life in this time period. Almost as if, you know, here, how old are you? What, 35? 30? You just turned something. 36. You just turned 36. Okay, so turning 36 does not mean that you let go of being a kid anymore. It means you might have to be more responsible in your life, certainly. But don't let go of the childlike wonder, the playfulness, the enjoyment of life. And that's perhaps things have gotten too serious, right? And even your
yeah.
destiny sits in Leo. And that means that you're here on the planet, my friend, to do what your heart's desire is. If you are not doing that, you've got to take steps now to do that, to get into that lane, if you will. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense? Now, what is going on in your love life?
Oh, boy. I'm still trying to figure that one.
This isn't something you figure out. Girl, this is not something you figure out with your head. This
is
something that happens in the...
I mean, you know, I was once in my heart space for this individual, and it's like, I'm not afraid to let it go and let God do his will. I'm to be honest with you. You know, because this is, I speak my peace, I speak my truth, and it's still, I don't know.
Mm. Well, the Sun and Mars are crossing over your natal Venus right now. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you don't have to answer it on air, but this is more for you as a contemplation. What is that relationship showing you about you? Because our relationships are these wonderful mirrors for what is mm-hmm. going on within us. So again,
right.
not because I don't want you to have to say all of this out loud, but I want you to consider this. Because if you're not seeing stability or a stable heart space with this person, then what is needing to change within you, right? Because that's what it's modeling.
Right.
If you're not seeing fun, love, romance, where are you cutting it off for yourself in your own life? So just as a way to self-reflect, not beat yourself up, because that's not what I mean mm-hmm. here, but just for
right.
you to be able to look at yourself in a little bit clearer way and see why, what is he showing me? What is that relationship showing me? And you can check back
mm-hmm.
with us if you want to do that in another call. But I think it's important for you.
And I
why
thank you for that
coughing,
reflection.
Jason, are you dying back there?
No, I'm listening to what you're saying, and it's very interesting because, you know, you're very, God, good witch of the North, and I am not.
Put your bad self on and tell her what you want to say.
Please
oh,
do.
God. Only if she's interested.
Always interested.
All right. So listen, in the immediate past, you have the Six of Cups. That is the
mm-hmm.
Buddha card. It's a card of real emotional, spiritual, mental, economic wealth. You're really being supported by the universe. However, you picked one of the shittiest cards to have right now in the foreground, in the present. So it makes me want to just write on up and roll up in your grill and start lecturing you. But I'm not gonna.
Mm.
It won't make a difference because you're stubborn. And the Ten of Swords is this person lying down, and there are these ten swords piercing through the body. That's you. That's you tormenting yourself. Thinking that you are inadequate. That is you tormenting yourself
mm-hmm.
over past bullshit. So what the card 10 in the foreground says to me is, you need to stay present, because here's how this goes. I don't know whether you are a Christian. I don't know whether you are a Jew. I don't really care, but this card, the Four of Cups, hallelujah, can I get an amen, has the top
picture
of Jesus Christ in it. It's the only card that has the figure of Jesus Christ, and it's the Four of Cups. I'm afraid to tell you this man is going to be somewhat shorter than you. However, he is handpicked by God, by Jesus. And it will happen within the next 4 months if you get out of your way and do exactly what Jan said before. But you are causing your own complications and sending out not come hither vibes. You're not, you know, come on and get it, boys. That's not the vibe you're putting out. And we need to make sure that we attract bees with honey and not vinegar. So, get your shit in the pile. Start loving yourself a little bit. And know that this great thing is coming to you, but you have to be courageous. And that's what this eclipse is talking about.
All right.
Absolutely.
That's my story.
Courage, creativity.
Thank you.
Creative passion, creative love. How's your health?
I'll keep that back in the queue for you.
You're not putting her away yet. I have a question for her. How is your health doing, Sukita?
Well, I have been losing weight. I've been working out on my body. You know, I've been moving up and down more, being more active. So that's where I'm at.
So here's a warning to you. Not a bad warning, like you're going to die. That's not what I'm doing here. But there is a tendency right now, as Jupiter, planet of growth and expansion and doing things in a big way, is coming up on your Pluto conjunction in the sixth house of the body. The warning here, don't overdo it. Don't go running a 26-mile marathon if you've only ever run 5 miles, because it isn't going to go well. So don't undertake more than what you are ready to undertake. It won't turn out good.
Understood.
That could be a recipe for a problem. All right. So everything in proportion, okay? All right, sweetie.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
It now, Jason. You can
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jason. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right. Now let's bring in Vanita. Vanita, Nita, how
left,
are you?
Lady.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you.
So my friend Vanita, who lives not too far from me here in Northwest Washington, you are another person who has both of the eclipse happening in your first house of the self. Only yours is a little more interesting, let's say, because you're right in the throes of a Mars return. So how's everything going in your life? Any accidents, problems, or is your energy doing really good? Tell me a little bit about you right now.
Actually, the energy's been improving. No accidents. Everything has been improving and going quite well.
Nice. So you have just started on a new realm of growth, or let's phrase that. You are now in a 2-year cycle of Mars energy growth, which means that doors should be opening up for you, right? Things that, you know, were kind of stagnant should have like a little match lit under them, things happening. And Mars is about to emerge. Awesome. Mars is about to emerge out of your 12th house, where it's been sort of catching fire on things inside you, the subconscious mind, or old fears or old limitations or old stuff being, you know, chipped away, and is crossing over your ascendant here in the next day or so and giving you access to a whole new dynamic, an energy of assertion. Anybody else, if I did not know you at all, I might even warn you about being aggressive, but I know you are a Piscean, and, you know, so you have a much more compassionate, softer energy. So it's time for Vanita to put on her assertive clothing out into the world and greet it on her terms. And that's the stellar thing happening for you in this eclipse, because this is all about your passion, right? What are you passionate about? Having courage to get out there and follow your heart's desire. And because it's your first house, this is really a whole new game for you with this eclipse, like opening salvo in a new way of being and a new description of I am. All right? Sounds pretty cool to me.
Yeah.
And let me look at something else here, because did you have another question besides just about the eclipse? Is there anything specific you want me to look at?
Well, I just have a real feeling that these kind of have some powerful energies for me. So I had a real calling to connect with you and find out what direction they're going in. You know, primarily I'd be interested in, you know, I have a feeling my income's going to be increasing. But I'd like to see if that shows up in there. And of course, you know, my social life is going well. But again, you know, it'd be nice for a romantic partner that there's some real connection, and if that type of thing's possible.
So I have two things to say about that. And then, Jason, I don't know if you're pulling cards, but if you are, I'll let you have a moment with her. One, Mercury, the planet of messages and information, is transiting across your second house of money. But guess what? He is retrograding next week on Saturday. For the next 3 weeks, he'll be moving backwards through your second house of money. So if there's an expectation of money coming in, it may be delayed somewhat. I don't want you panicking over that. It may just be that something better is being worked on for you behind the scenes. Now, all of that goes out the window if this money comes in between now and next Saturday. Because if it does, then, you know, you hopefully this was in the works before we got into the shadow period of Mercury retrograde. So I think, yes, you're good. If there may be a delay, I don't want you panicking about it because it will happen. What was the other question? Okay, the other thing was about your love life or a relationship.
Yes.
So here's the funny thing that I see. When eclipses are happening in the sign of Leo, the opposite sign is Aquarius. And Aquarius is sitting on your house of marriage or partnership or relationship. So the more intimate expression of relationships. And the, let's see, be about the next 10 to 11 months, maybe even almost the next year, that the South Node, as opposed to the North Node, will be transiting through this house of yours. And I'm thinking, or I'm wondering out loud, if there isn't somebody coming back to you from the past, and or somebody that is necessarily not the past like in this lifetime, but someone you've experienced many lifetimes with who's coming back to you, sort of like a divine appointment, as we get probably not in this year, probably more like the beginning of January, February of 2018, but coming soon, I think there's going to be somebody that pops up in your life. Don't know who. I'm hoping that it's not that far into the future, but possibly. So he or she, somebody coming that will really have an effect on you. Jason, did you pull any cards on her?
All righty. I pulled three cards as we're speaking. And wow. holy shit. Okay, you've got 2.5 minutes. Prince of Swords behind you, which means the relationships that you've had in the past were immature. Immature emotionally, mentally, physically, economically. Before you, I have the Magician card, the One card. This is the Big Dick card. This is the man with the magic stick. This is something that's going to come into your life and wow you. You're going to look at him like a magician. And what I love about it is it's going to become hot and heavy. So you better get yourself a Brazilian wax up. Because I want to tell you. Just clear it out, honey. Get the cobwebs, because this is the Ace of Wands. And this card says to me, ba 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 boom. It is a snake entwined around this staff, and it's gone. And it's burning hot. It's Adam and Eve. I love what I see. Do not lose faith.
Ooh, wow. That sounds awesome. Gotta look
at that. Jenny, you have a minute, 30 seconds to go, my love.
Vanita, thank you so much for coming today. It's really good to touch base with you.
Thank you for taking my call, you guys.
You're a trip. Call again.
Thank you. Call again. So, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of today's show. Next week, we will be interviewing Roberta Grimes, who is the author of The Fun of Living Together, helping us to see our way into creating healthier relationships with one another and being kinder and gentler to one another. So I hope you all join us next week. We also have some other fun things coming up in the near future. And getting back to my changing the world from the inside. And so anyway, we will get to those in the next few weeks. Jason, thanks so much for being here today and doing readings for us. And people,
just so you know,
I love you.
Some issues over here. So if I was talking over you, because I love technology. But anyway, thank you for having me. Love you. And we will see you all tomorrow on our live 11 o'clock my time. And what time is it? 8 o'clock your time. Be live on Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes, be live. It's on Facebook Live, the Living Astrology Facebook page, where we are doing the cafe or Meta Cafe daily energy report. So we'll see you then. And for now, have a stellar week.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for joining me today on Living Astrology. Living Astrology is part of the Empower You Media Network. You can find out more by going to www.living-astrology.com or by going to www.empoweryoumedia.com. If you would like to find out when our shows are airing, you can follow us at Blog Talk Radio under Living Astrology. Please consider liking us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Living Astrology and also Empower You Media. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye for now. Have a stellar week.